Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So glad to have you with me again today. Thankful that you're here learning the Word of God, praying that the Lord is blessing you as you continue in His Scriptures, learning about Him and His Son Jesus and His ways. That's why we always want to go to Him in prayer and invite Him to be among us as we study His Word. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we count it a great joy to be able to come to Your Word knowing that You have something special for us today, and that You, by Your Holy Spirit, as You promised, will guide us into all truth, and that You will, by Your power, help us to live according to that truth. So we invite You here today. We know that You are with us. We bless You, and we want to thank You. We're so grateful for Your Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Touch, Taste, and Handle Not. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, and verse 21. The Judaizers and Gnostics were two false teaching groups who were spreading heretical doctrine throughout the Gentile churches. The church in Colossae was one of the churches who heard their teachings and were being convinced they were true. The Judaizers believed that works such as circumcision and following the law of Moses were necessary for salvation, and the Gnostics denied the deity of Jesus Christ and were spiritualists. Paul the Apostle addressed these false teachings in his letter to the Colossians, and in chapter 2 and verse 21, he wrote specifically to some of these heretical concerns. We read, "Touch not, taste not, handle not." The verse begins, "Touch not." Paul, who knew the law, implicitly addressed the law of what people were not to touch or to fasten oneself to, adhere to, or cling to. The law of Moses gave specific rules concerning touching a dead body or anything that was offered to an idol. And touching these things would make a person ceremonially unclean. If someone touched one of these things, even by accident, there were various mandatory laws that were to be followed to be clean again. The verse continues, "Taste not." In addition to laws concerning what not to touch, Paul added, "Taste not," or "try the flavor of, take nourishment from, or eat," as part of these false teachers' rules. There were rules concerning what they were not to eat, such as bat, raven, owl, and things that creep on all four legs in the law of Moses. And Paul included these in his examples to the Colossians. Finally, the verse says, "Handle not." Paul also included laws concerning what they were not to handle, which is similar to touch not, but means more specifically to do violence or to injure. The idea was to hold on to something in a more clingy way than the slight touch mentioned above. Whenever a person clung too closely and hung on to something impure, they violated the law and were certainly unclean. As we think about these words of Paul, the message is don't. And it speaks of legalism. Those who were promoting these laws were presenting a manner of living which at best leads to self-righteousness. And self-righteousness is not enough to have a relationship with God. No one could follow the law of God and Moses except for Jesus Christ. And this was the reason He came. People failed when it came to following every touch not, taste not, handle not law. But Jesus fulfilled all righteousness and was without sin in His life. Perhaps as we meditate upon this idea, we will find areas of legalism in our own lives that make us feel a little more righteous than others. And if we do, may we bring all these misgivings to our Heavenly Father and leave them at the holy altar of Jesus Christ, who fulfilled all righteousness on our behalf. Next time, Paul writes about how these things perish. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.